Today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel, and we continue, and I must say, probably the most horrific example in all of Shas of the printer splitting up the Mishnayos randomly is this one, because it's smack bang in the middle of a sentence. The first Mishnah was cut off. The first Mishnah is supposed to continue. Let's just read that mission again. Ein bein amudar anamicha ve'rol amudar himenu ma'achal ala drisata regal ve'kelil she'en asim ba'omalcha nefesh. Now, starts a new subject. Amudar ma'achal mecha ve'rol. Lo yashilenu nafal chivara v'rechaim v'tanur. Aval mashil lo chalug v'tabat v'talit v'nizamim v'chol davar she'en asim ba'omalcha nefesh. So you're allowed to give him, that's continuation, and what they call here the next mission is the next words of the line. And you can lend in anything that is not used directly for making food, but makom shemaskirin kayotze behen, if these items would be for rent in the area, and therefore you're saving him the rental money, and he can use that money to buy food, then it would be asur, even though he's only mudar mimenu ma'achal. So you clearly see that these closing words were simply the closing words of the opening mission. It's all one mission. So in other words, when we say that you're allowed to give him a ring and a talit or anything else that's not used for making food, it's only if in doing so you're not saving him the money of a rental that otherwise he would have to pay. Says the Gemara Mechlal Dereisha, Afal Pishein Maskrin. So in other words, the list that we have, all of these things, if it's a makom, She'ein maskirin, but it still would be asur if it's something that is directly nogea bringing him the food. So the nafal, chivara, all of those things, which are asur lashil, even though it's not the derech, because obviously we're not going to compare something where it is the derech, which would be asur even if it has nothing to do with food. So what we're saying is the things that have to do with food, you cannot give him even though you're not saving him any money. Despite the fact that these are things that people will generally let you take and it has nothing to do with Hakpadah, yeah, sure, you just borrow it. So therefore, you might think that it's not even considered to be a personal Hana'ah. It would be very similar to if you're Usher in Hana'ah instead of Hana'ah food, you're allowed to cross the guy's field, you would think. And yet our Mishnah said, Drisat HaRegel is Asur. But it's the same thing over here. Our Mishnah is saying that these kelim are asurim, despite the fact that nobody is makbid on these kelim. These are very simple things. And it's not master kayotzebe. Man Tana, who is that? Tana that holds that it's considered to be hana'ah, despite the fact that people are not makbid on such things? Omer avada bar ahava, Rabbi Eliezer. He, just like in the Resha, it was Rabbi Eliezer, who held that vitur is asur b'mudar hana'ah. In this case, Hana'ah Meviali De Ma'achal also has an element of vitur in these type of kalim, which people generally aren't makbid on. Nonetheless, it's considered to be a personal Hana'ah derived from this individual, and it's something that brings him closer to Ma'achal. Zokrei Lekim Mishnah. Now this at last, we're ready to start a new mission. Hamudar Hana'ah Mechaveiro. Shokelo et shiklo, uporea et chovo, umazirlo et avedato. Someone who is not allowed to be the source of hana'ah to his friend, nonetheless can pay up his shekel for the machatzita shekel, can pay off a multi-million-dollar loan that he owes, can bring him back his aveda, and it's not considered to be benefiting him. In places where you would be able to be paid for the return of the Avedah, and let us say you don't wish to be paid, and then if you're going to be Mavater on it, then that person who got the Avedah is now going to be Ne'eneh for a free lunch when it would have cost him money to get his Avedah. So then, Tipol Hana'ala Hegdesh, he has to give that money away, so he shouldn't be nana from you. Let him give it to Hegdesh. Now, we're going to get more into the details of who exactly is Usher and who in that case and what exactly the Hana'ah is, but let's just take a simple approach right now. So you're trying to give the guy back his aveda. That's all very fine. But you can't say, but I refuse to allow you to pay me for bringing you back the aveda. So you're giving him the money that is due you. What that money is that is due you? Nah, that's a question. If what we're referring to is not a place where they have a takana that they reward good Samaritans, but we're talking about lahalacha, where a person lost money in returning an aveda. So then the din is makom, meaning in a situation where you're allowed to take your money back because you had to stop doing the job you were doing and it cost you $30 to return the aveda. So then obviously you have to be compensated for your losses. Now you could see how that might complicate matters a little bit, in which direction we're talking about who's not allowed to take money from whom. But again, assuming that what we're talking about is that the one who is receiving the aveda is not allowed to benefit from the one who is doing it, giving him the aveda, then that's fine. It doesn't matter how we understand the makom shenot lim sachar. We'll see, however, that in the other direction, there's also a tzad to say that the individual is returning the aveda is also going to be in a position where he's not allowed to accept the repayment. And that's not so simple. We'll have to talk about why that would be true. But in any event, what we're saying here is a tremendous chiddush. I mean, you're paying the guy back for him a multi-million dollar loan. And we're saying that's not considered to be benefit? What could be more beneficial than that? Let's see. Alma avruchi aribi almuhu. Vishori, we see from here that chasing away danger from a friend is not considered to be direct hana'a. So in this case, banka po'alim is very dangerous. And what you're doing is you're keeping the lion at bay. That's avruchi ari. You're keeping the lion at bay. Keeping a lion at bay is not considered to be a direct hana'a, at least according to some, and therefore it's mutter even though he is usher to get hana'a from you. Mantana, who is the author of that shita? Omar Rabo Sha'aya Zo Divrei Chananhi. This is the famous shita of Chanan, which we spoke about briefly back in Ketuvot, in a case where someone sees a woman who has been abandoned by her husband, has nothing to eat. His soft heart melts and he takes care of the family and he puts money into her bank account. Now when her husband comes back, he wants the money back. Says Chanan, Hiniach mo'otav ha-keren ha-tzvi. It's all very nice, but you know, there's a keren for these kind of things. It's called keren ha-tzvi. Well, that's where he put his money. Gone with the wind, exactly. So this is the Rechana. We're going to get into this machloket in a minute. Whereas Rava said, not necessarily. It might be going even according to the Chachomim who argue on Chanan. Afilu teima divrei hakol, the case over here in our Mishnah, as opposed to the case which Chanan and the Rabbanan argue, gabi mudar hana'a, meaning here, mudar hana'a and darim, the Mishnah is referring to, de yahiv le'amanat shelo lifra, where the loan had been made with the understanding that you'll pay me back when you can, but that I have no legal recourse to take your property. So in that case, even though you would say, but I mean, still the guy would feel a moral obligation to pay him back, and so on and so forth. But there, even the Chachomim Ramoda, that it's not a concrete hana'a that I'm giving him back. What about the case of paying his shekel? First of all, is not paying his shekel a direct hana'a because it's purchasing him the rights to a part of the Karbanot HaTzibur, since that's what we use the Machzit HaShekel for. So that's not a problem at all, because you will recall from a second Shekalim that when we take off the Trumat HaLishka, we specify that this is being taken off even for people whose shekalim have not as yet been given or were lost or whatever, which means that in any event, everybody's got a piece of the action. So that we're not really giving them anything positive. You'll say, but now, according to Rava, that we're trying to make it work out, I'll leave it to Rabbanan, how in the world would we have a case where the Gizbar is not going to come after you? The Gizbar is going to come after you. You can't make a deal with the Gizbar that you can't come after me and take away my TV if I don't pay my Chatzi Shekel. So then, according to this, if they don't hold of Avruf Ari, so then how could you explain that the Mishnah is saying that it's mutter? Answers the Ran, the case would have to be that I already paid my shekel, and the Brinks truck was held up, and now the din is I don't have to pay under these circumstances, because I already gave it. Now, basically, the Gizbar is the guy that's going to have to take care of the insurance problems. But the norm was, just morally, to pay up, yeah, you feel you want to be able to have your coin in Hegdish. But that's very similar to the moral issues that were involved in the guy who made you a loan to pay back whenever you feel like it. In which case, the two cases, according to Rava, would work out a limit Rabbonin as well, but of course we'll have to very, very much fine-tune the case in the Mishnah to refer to a specific case like that. So we're manipulating the Mishnah. The advantage of manipulating the Mishnah this way is to say, obviously not that this is the only case that the Mishnah is talking about, but the advantage to such a thing is just to point out, look, the Mishnah is not coming to discuss the issue between Hanan and the Rabbanan directly. If you want to apply it to that machloket, so then work it out that it should come out the Mishnah in a case that works out of the Rabbanan also. That's all that Rabba is saying. And in order for the Mishnah to be Lekuliyama, we could say that, well, if the Rabbanan learned this Mishnah, this is how they would have said the Mishnah. That's all he's saying. No. So, in which case, by the way, says the Gemara, but before we get to talking about that, can you remind me, who is Hanan exactly? My Hanan? Now, that's the Mishnah, the Tznan. This is the Mishnah that we recently had in Tzivas. The Tznan. Misha alach l'mdinatayam. Guy disappears overseas on a long business trip, and somebody gets up and puts out money to take care of his family, then he comes back, and he wants his money back. So Hanan Omar ibedet ma'otav. Look, buddy, you just lost all your money. It's very kind of you to be, I mean, thank you very much for taking care of my wife. I didn't tell you to put out any money for her, and, you know, nobody went to the court or anything, and, you know, it's between you and the lamppost. I mean, God is very looks with favor upon people that give charity. I thank you. In any event, that's Hanan. Now, the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim argue, Nechleku alav Bnei Kohanim Gedolim v'amru, Yishava kama hotzi, let him be nishba, how much he paid, v'yitol. Now, the truth is that in a case that that the person had actually made a loan to her, in other words, she would have gone out and borrowed money, then you do have recourse. Because then you go to her, and she can sue her husband for the money that he owed her for the mishonos, which then she gives back because she borrowed money. And therefore, the fact is that everybody would be by that. In a case like this, if a guy specifies that I am lending it to you with the understanding that, you know, you're going to have to pay me back, so then, of course, you would be able to get it back ultimately from the Baal. But since the norm is that people are not so well-versed in the legalities of these things, and they know that usually, I mean, how are they going to come with it? They're going to get the money back from her. They're going to sue her. Where's she going to get money? I mean, she's the one that I'm giving charity to, basically. So therefore, in their minds, they're doing the husband a favor, right? But the husband never asked for this favor. So therefore, in such a case, there would be nothing to do. All right, but the truth is there's a little bit of a machlokas. I mean, the Rashba holds that it's only in a case where you say b'feirush, I am giving you this money for the money that your husband is supposed to be giving you. Only then, Hanan says, you're potter. But if you stam or mefarnes, then you don't mean it as a gift. You mean it as a loan, and a loan you can take it back. And the Ron disagrees. He says people don't think in those terms. They don't know those terms. You know, they don't think that they don't mean it as a matana. That's true, but they mean it as a loan to somebody who didn't take the loan, and therefore they can't get it back. Fine. So now the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim argued on Hanan. They are the Rabbanan that argue on Hanan, and Amar Reb Dosi ben Urkanis Kedivrayim. So Reb Dosi ben Urkanis held that they are correct, and that we don't see Niyag Mo'otav HaKeren HaTzvi. Om Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, no, Yafeh Amar Hanan, Niyag Mo'otav HaKeren HaTzvi. Actually, Hanan is right in this. There's no way to get the money back from the husband unless it was made as a loan to the woman, who then could go and collect it from the husband. Now, it's clear why Rava doesn't want to say like Rav Hoshaya. Because Rava obviously would like to have the Mishnah work out, even according to the Rabbanan, meaning the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim. So Rava lo amak Rav Hoshaya dekamukim lo lamatnitin kedivrei akol. And again, you can't taina on Rava. I mean, come on, such finessing of the Mishnah to back it into a parking spot that nobody else would be able to get into. I mean, you call that a Mishnah, that's not a problem, because the Mishnah is not coming to directly address this issue. It just wants to tell you that in a case where a person gets indirect hana'ah, where that hana'ah would have been unrecoverable in court, so then that's not considered to be hana'ah. According to Hanan, that means any according to Rabbanan, it's dafka in a case where it's a type of loan that was a moral loan. Whatever. I mean, but there's nothing wrong with finessing a Mishnah. The reason, however, so I mean, it makes a lot of sense to say like Rava. Why would Rav Hoshaya disagree with Rava? I mean, there's nothing wrong with this approach to the Mishnah. But Rav Hoshaya, lo amar k'Rava, he says, because it's impossible. What you're saying isn't true. I'm ready to agree that we'll finesse the Mishnah into this parking spot. But the problem is that the Rabbanan, the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, would never have allowed, even in the case of Mudar Hana'ah, in a loan in which they specified that you have no right to collect, Afal Piken, they wouldn't have allowed you to do it. Because normally people cannot distinguish between these kind of things. And therefore they would have said you can never pay back. Because 99% of the time you're actually going to be giving him what we consider to be direct hana'ah, which is recoverable because we don't hold avinir mo'tav al-kernatzvi at all. So therefore, even according to Rabbanan, this wouldn't work out. You'd have to be crazy to let people do this kind of thing and then know the difference in what type of loan. Okay. No, I'll call after. Okay. So therefore, Rav Hoshaya did not want to learn like Rav. Continues the Mishnah. You're allowed to be machzir lo et avirato. Now, it isn't clear who's allowed to give who. In other words, is it one person is also on the other person? The pashtus is, if I'm not allowed to be mahana you, the Mishnah's coming to tell me, Kiddush, I can return your aveda. But, interestingly enough, we find the machlokas whether it works in both directions for a very interesting reason. Pligi bar Ravami v'Rabasi. Chad omer lo shonel b'shenichse ha-machzir. Look, I understand that in a case where the property of the machzir ha'aveda, the one who's returning, is usur on the one who's getting his money back, I understand why that is mutter. When he gives it back to him, he's giving him back his own money. So, I mean, what on earth am I giving you? I mean, as far as my bringing it to you, that's a mitzvah. It has nothing to do with between me and you. I'm being Isaac in my mitzvah. However, surprisingly, in the other direction, where the Ba'al Ha'Aveda's property is usur on the one who's returning the Aveda, so you think, what could possibly be wrong with that? I'm doing him the favor. Not true. You're not allowed to return that Aveda. Why is that? Because in that case, you're being mitaneh. You, in returning the Aveda, are deriving benefit. What is the benefit? Because so long as you are involved in returning that Aveda, every oni that comes over to you, you say, I'm sorry, I'm Oseka Mitzvah right now. And you don't have to give charity. Now imagine, you figure, you know, in the Rova, what is it, every 3 minutes the doorbell rings. So since you're being Isaac, now you're going to save a lot of money. 30 seconds. So therefore, it turns out that you're deriving benefit from his property. Because this property is saving you from giving charity.
The charity's a mitzvah
as well. That doesn't matter. That's the point. So that's called the prut of Rav Yosef. Now, Rav Yosef said this, binogea, defining the state of the shmira. And he says, if you are involved in an Aveda, you are called a Shomer Socher. You're getting paid for it. How are you getting paid? Because would you not pay a pruta to save yourself from having to answer the doorbell? Certainly. So that's valuable. So that makes you a Shomer Socher. See, Abba's looking. Abba chases the people to give him money, but other people they would pay money, not to have to.
You do enter the door. You do get to the unknown.
I know it's hard for you to imagine. But there's actually people that would prefer not to have to go to the door and give them money. Okay. All right. So were you saving your bruta Rav Yosef Echad Amar? Whereas the other one, we don't know which, whether it was Rabami or Rabazi, said the first or the second. Afilu nichsei ba'ala aveda asrin ala ma'azir, even if the returnee is the one who is being mahana, you would think the returner, and that would be Osir, because it's Osir on him, nonetheless, ma'adarle, he's allowed to return. What about Pruta Rav Yosef? Vishum Pruta Rav Yosef lo shchiach. It's not that much of hana'ah to be potter from the ani, because it's only in these rare occasions when there's a doorbell ringing at the very moment that you're being Isaac in the Aveda, and therefore we don't have to be cautious for that. In other words, we need to distinguish between the halacha of Rabbi Yosef, which determines his status as a shomer sachar, as someone who's being paid when he returns the Aveda, because the bottom line is that this thing is something that he derives benefit from in terms of its being a payment. Maybe it's something that we would pay for. But as far as the actual value derived, in other words, the actual experience of the pleasure, it is something that is so rare that you should be osik in it, specifically at the moment where you don't have to give the money to the ani at that instant. It doesn't make sense to call that something as an iser hana'an, that's what is referred to when somebody says, I'm not going to be nene from you. Therefore, Pruta Rav Yosef, although it would define him as a Shomer Sachar, is not considered to be a Hana'ah, to be covered by the Neder of Yisrei Hana'ah. Now let us examine the continuation of the Mishnah to see whether it's consistent with both, or just with one of the approaches of Rabami or Rabasi, as to whether we're talking about both cases, that is to say that the individual who is being marzer the Aveda is the one whose Hana'ah is prohibited, or whether we're also talking about a case where the one who is where the Baal HaAveda is Asr B'Hana'ah on the one who's being marzer. And the best way to do this is to follow the Girsa of the Ran right up there on the top of the Daf to your left. Tonight. Now it says in the Mishnah, "Makom shenotlino le'al sachar tipol hana'a lehekdesh." All right, let's understand that statement as a continuation of the case or cases that were being mentioned in the Mishnah up front. So, bishlem leman diomer b'shenirtzei machzir asurin abal avida. If you hold, according to the approach, that the Mishnah only means in one direction, in other words, the one who is receiving the avida is prohibited from deriving benefit from the one who's giving the Avedah back. And that is okay because he's getting his own money back. But in the other direction, where the one who is the owner of the Avedah is Asur V'Hana'ah on the one who's returning the Avedah, there he's not allowed to because of Pruta Rav Yosef, Lomahadir. So then that would mean there's only one case in the Mishnah. And if that's the case, then it makes sense to continue in terms of that one case, and to say, since over here, if the one who is returning the Avedah refuses to accept the money that is owed him by the one who is getting the Avedah back, he is thereby going to give him pleasure in that case. And so the money that he saves would have to be now deposited with Hegdish, because he certainly is not allowed to benefit from that money, since it's a direct benefit from the person that he has sworn off getting Hanah from. But how about, according to the Man Yomar, who holds that it works in both directions? That Laman Yomar afilu nechsei ba'al avida asura lamachzir na'amim hadir. If you hold, according to Man Yomar, who says that the Mishnah is referring to two cases, and that it's even mutter, we don't have to worry about Pruta de Rav Yosef, in a case where the owner of the Avedah is not allowed to be the source of benefit to the one who returns the Avedah. Nonetheless, it's not considered to be a benefit for Rutu Yosef. Nami Mahadir, he can give it back. How do you explain the fact that in that case, we would say that the Hana'a has to be given back to Hekdesh? Why in the world would the Hana'a have to be given back to Hekdesh? Why can't the one who is the Ba'al Aveda keep it for himself? I mean, I understand that he's not allowed to give it to the fellow who's giving him back the Aveda. Well, why can't he simply keep it? Because after all, in this case, the Nechasim of the one who is doing the returning are not prohibited to the owner of the Aveda. Now, the Ran himself, that is the Pirush of the Rabbanim, the Rabotai of the Ran, the Rabbeim of the Ran. He himself says that he has a different approach, more direct approach, and he believes that the issue is, why does the Hana'a have to be given to Hekdesh? Why can't you just give the Hana'a directly to the one who's returning it? Because even though he's not allowed to benefit from you, he isn't benefiting from you. He's only getting, after all, the Hana'a of the money that he lost in returning the Aveda to you. Therefore, it seems to be absurd to say that it would be necessary for him to give the Hana'a to Hekdesh. After all, in a sale, there's no problem. So why is this any different than in a sale? So therefore, a mighty pull on Hana'a Hekdesh, it's no different than a sale, where even though money is passing hands, it's not considered to be Hana'a. Here it's not, money is passing hands, but it's not Hana'a. He's paying me for my loss, that's all. So why in the world would it say tipol on Hana'a Hekdesh? Answers the Gemara, you're right. Indeed, if we're going to learn, according to that Man D'Omer, that there are two cases, the latter part of the mission that's talking about Makom Shenotin Aleha Sachar Tipal and Ala Hekdesh can only be referring to Achoda, of one of the two, namely the case where the problem is specifically in the fact that the Nichse HaMachzir, the returner, is not allowed to be giving benefit to the owner of the Aveda, and therefore the Hana'a that he doesn't want to take for himself has to be Nofel HaHekdesh, and the Baal Aveda cannot keep it for himself because he's going to then be deriving Hana'a. Ein bein amudar na bechaveru lo mudar min amachal adurisat harega v'kelim sheinosim yomach nefesh. Amudar ma'achal mechaveru lo le'ashilenu nafo chivara v'rechaim v'tanur. Aval, ma'ashilo chaluk v'tabat v'talit v'nizamim v'chol davar sheinosim yomach nefesh. Bakom shebaskirin kayotze behem asur. Bechlal d'reisha apa pishen maskirin, mantana omrevara barava, Rabbi Eliezer hi. Amudar na mechaveru shokelo et shiklo boreat chova omachzir lo v'davidato. Mokom shenotim ala asachar tipol hana'a lehekdesh. Alma avruche haribi almu v'shori mantana. Omer Rav Hoshaya zo divrei Chanani. Rov amar afilu teimen divrei Yaakov. Gabi mudar hana'a in our Mishnah, it's talking about that the loan was originally made to yoiv le'amanat shelo lifroa. Meaning, pay when you're ready, whenever you feel like it. My Chanan, this Chanan, mi shalach l'medinat hayam. V'yamad echad u'pneset ishto. Chanan amar, ibed et ma'otav. Nech leku alav b'nei kohanim gedolim v'omru, yishavaka ma'otzi v'yito. Omer abdos v'nurken iski divreyem. Omer abyochna metzaka, yafe amar Chanan. Yiniach ma'otav akar natzvi. Now, Rav lo amak Rav Hoshaya, the kumukim lo namasi siki divrei Yaakov. Rav Hoshaya lo amak Rav, gzera shelo lipara, mishum lipara, which obviously is 99% of loans are meant to be legally recourseable. Machzir lo et avedato. Plike bar Ravami Ravasi Chadomar, it doesn't matter who's Asran, who Loshana, I'm sorry, it does matter who's Asran. Loshana, we should have said Machzir Asran, Abal Avedadat, Mehadle, Minim, the Nafshkam, Hanile. But the other direction, and let's say Baal Aveda, the Surah Maz, we're not talking about that case, because over there, Lokam Adele, the Kamitani lay put at Rav Yosef. V'chadomar, afil nechse Baal Aveda, Surah Mazir, nonetheless, Mahadele, what about put at Rav Yosef? We should put at Rav Yosef, we don't shkiach that much, and therefore, we're not worried about it in terms of Anah. It's not. Malkam Shinot, Nima Le'a Zachar, Tipol Anah Le'Hekdash. So, I just want to clarify, we should have clarified this earlier, that as far as defining the status of being a shomer socher, that's fine. Makom shenotim alei asachar, tipol hana'a lehekdesh. The bishlam lamanim refil b'shnichsei ba'al aveda. You're right. And indeed,
what does it mean that